and perhaps for answers. A funeral is for those who did not die. We're sharing our grief, our thoughts, our memories of Alex. Why are we all here today? To say goodbye to Alex in our own personal way. To remember Alex's life and celebrate those memories. We all loved Alex dearly, each in our own way. We miss him. Alex went his own way. The Desiderata opens with, "Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons," which Alex was. I see many faces here who knew Alex well, some better than others. So many memories, thoughts, and emotions for all. Sorrow, anger, confusion, fear, surprise, loss. Childhood adventures abound for Alex, like the picture boards show. Summer of 85 in Europe, when he was 3.5. Brenda, Stuart, I, and Alex had a couple weeks in Europe. We had a ton of fun. You may have seen the little picture of Alex with yellow wellies. That was actually Alex going his own way. His mom and I had to push him really hard because we'd lectured him forever to stay out of the puddles, as good parents do. But we got him to splash in the puddle, and we got a picture of him doing it, which was very hard to do. He was a crazy kid. He would ride his bike with his friends down a big hill in Oconomowoc, grassy hill, set up a launch at the bottom. They would ride their bikes down at 1,000 miles an hour and go crashing off the thing. Wonderful time. How they didn't break limbs, none of us know. But he loved that. Sit and spin. Who's seen a sit and spin? You sit down on this thing and you twirl around until a grown-up would be hurling. He would sit on that for a long, long time. Spin and spin and spin and spin. We didn't understand it, but he loved it. He was lucky enough to go to Florida several times. We have family there. His Aunt Marlene and her family. We also went to Disney several times. You've seen the pictures. He had a ton of fun. We had a few days in Thumb Fun Park in Door County that we have a picture of, the one that reminds me very much on the go-kart racetrack. Stuart was big enough to be able to ride the go-karts, but Alex wasn't. There's a picture of him standing by the not quite tall enough sign. I think we promised to take him back. I have no idea if we ever did or not, but it was a wonderful thing. Camping and fishing, a little hunting with me and friends. Alex loved the outdoors. He loved being outdoors. You can see pictures of him at the campgrounds that he loved to be out on the boards. We spent time in cabins in the woods up north, out in Maine, a week with the Reichs and their family. Our two families went up there for a week to a place called Bear Lake, a little tiny cabin. It was a wonderful week, probably 89, who knows, a long time ago. It's just got all these recollections of Alex enjoying himself as a kid. Playing and writing computer games with friends. He was writing on the computer in BASIC a computer game when he was 8 or 9 years old with Adam Perkins, his best friend, as well as PC. They wrote music on the PC. They started to figure out how to make the computer make noise. And he did that for a long time. He was still doing that very recently. I'm sure you heard Tim and Glenn bought some of his music to share with us on the player in there earlier. Of course, as I could go on and talk about his childhood years for hours. They were the fun years. He had loads of fun as a kid. We all knew well his soft heart, his fascination with critters, the young rocket man, and the computer and music whiz. As a young teenager, Alex became a man of many conflicts. He started to go his own way around fifth grade. as he began pushing on his adult guides, parents, teachers, police, to spread his wings. He was sharp as a pin, incredibly intelligent, top 3% of standardized school tests in high school, even higher with his Navy assessment, but bored by school, simply refusing to do exercises, schoolwork, homework, all of which was too boring, according to Alex. He didn't need those lessons. Alex's stubborn positions forced many of his teachers to spend less time coaching him, which led him to many D's and F's. Alex's circles touched so many different people, all kinds of people, broken-winged people especially, which was both a blessing and a curse to him. He was a great friend and shoulder to lean on, but he found it difficult to fit in sometimes. He was a great listener, soft shoulder, tons and tons of empathy, and so intuitive for your problems. If Alex was listening to you, you had his absolute and undivided attention. He took burdens on his own shoulders from those that shared less well and took much from him. I knew I'd need this. Alex had a real sense of humor, good at imitations, always smiling, loved the joke, and he had a huge heart. But he fought depression some days like no one else we know. He fought and won many, many battles against his own personal depression demons and monsters. You can perhaps hear them if you listen between the words. 'Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome rath outgrabe. Some battles were helped by Alex's friends, some by family, some by drugs, some by medicine, some by counseling, and a couple of inpatient sessions. Alex connected with American Indian spirits at Shiprock in Arizona in April of 1998, which also helped him in many ways. Alex fought and won each and every battle, except for his final challenge last week. We all tried to understand Alex. Some thought they did, but he went his own way. Look at your blue cards. On the back is Mary Fry's poem that starts, "Do not stand by my grave and weep." We chose this because it captures Alex's free spirit. We think he would want you to remember him this way and not be sad as he went his own way. Keep Alex in your thoughts with a card when you can. When this you see, remember me and keep me in your mind. Let others say just what they may. Speak of me as you find. While there are as many threads and theories about Alex's life and his passing than all of us here tonight, none of them hold the answer. Only Alex's memory may share that with you. Desiderata finishes like this. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Thank you all. Our former associate pastor, Reverend Joan L. Kay, has written a song written this week for Alex. Is there anything more that I need to say about that?
This is written in remembrance of Alex and for all who struggle in this life. In this life, where does the pain go when we hurt inside, when we're feeling low? In this life, how do we move past the tears when there's no place that's safe to name our fears? In this life, God has given us when there's nowhere to go, no one to trust. As we stand, as we fall in the depth of despair, though it's not always clear, God's love is near. In this life,